The fourth reason why I encourage you to look into the Catholic faith is the Catholic Church's relationship to the Bible. The Church loves the Bible. It is the inspired Word of God. The Church wants us to read the Bible. In fact, if you attend Catholic Mass every Sunday for 3 years, you hear almost the entire Bible on a three-year cycle. If you go to daily Mass, you hear almost the entire Scripture in a two-year cycle. So what is the Catholic Church's relationship to the Bible? The Church is the mother, not the daughter, of the Bible. It was the early members of the Church who wrote the New Testament, the letters, the Gospels, and it was the Church that compiled them. Christ established His Church. Christ came to open the gates of heaven, to die for our sins, and to leave us the Catholic Church. Nowhere did He tell the apostles to write anything down. He told them to go out and preach the good news to all creation and baptize. Eventually, this apostolic tradition was written down. Some of it was written down, some of it was passed on orally, but it was the Church that wrote the New Testament and compiled the book into the Bible that we have today. Just as in America, the founding fathers had to write the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, so our founding fathers, the apostles and their successors, had to write the sacred scriptures down. Well, we know that in America, for example, how do we get our Constitution interpreted? Well, we have a Supreme Court that interprets the Constitution. So Christ would have also left us an interpreter for sacred scripture. And that, of course, is the Church. The Church is the author and the interpreter of sacred scripture. We think, well, how were the Christians saved in the first 400 years of the Church before all the books were compiled under one volume? For example, in the early days of Christianity, there were many Gospels. Only four of them were truly inspired, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But there were 50 Gospels floating around in the first three centuries of the Church. Things like the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Peter, the Acts of Pontius Pilate. Well, how do we know which ones are the true scriptures and which ones were false? It was the Catholic Church that determined which of these Gospels were the inspired Word of God and said, no, only Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In the year 393, all the bishops of the Catholic Church gathered in Northern Africa at the Council of Hippo and determined the canon of the Bible. In 397, at the Council of Carthage, the Church gathered again to confirm the canon of Scripture, the list of inspired books. So the Church, we know, is the author and mother of the New Testament. And we know that even Martin Luther acknowledged this. He said, we owe to the papists, to the Catholics, the Scriptures, without which we would not have the Scripture. So he realized that they, as Protestants, only had the Scripture because they received it from the Catholic Church. Well, how do they know what is the Scripture? It's because of what the Catholic Church has said. Well, sometimes people say, well, the Catholic Church used to have the Bibles chained in their monasteries and in their churches. And yes, of course, every university would also chain their valuable books and nobody would steal them. But the same reason why that little pen is chained at the bank, or why that phone book is chained in the phone booth, it's not to keep it away from the people, but make it available to the people. Is the Scripture the sole source of authority? We believe that the Bible is authoritative, but it's not the sole source of the teaching authority of Christ. Even though Paul would say all Scripture is inspired by God and useful for instruction and for the edification of Christians, when Paul wrote that, the New Testament was not even complete. He was referring to the Old Testament when Paul said that. So how do we know what is the pillar and foundation of the truth? What does the Bible say? If you ask most people, what is the pillar and foundation of the truth? They would say it's the Bible. But what does the Bible say? 1 Timothy 3:15, the pillar and foundation of the truth is the church. The Bible does not even tell us which books are inspired by God. So the scripture does not include in itself a table of contents. It is the church that tells us which books are the inspired word of God and how to interpret it correctly. If you're taking a class and you don't understand the textbook, then ask the teacher, and the teacher will give you the proper explanation of what's in the textbook. As you know, the Protestant Reformation is built upon sola scriptura and sola fide, scripture alone and faith alone. Luther and others said that these were the pillars of the Reformation. The only problem, though, with sola scriptura, or scripture alone is the only authority, is that that's not scriptural. It's not biblical. It's not logical, and it's certainly not practical. That idea of sola scriptura originated in the 16th century. Private interpretation of scripture has led to chaos. 30,000 different Christian denominations all personally interpreting sacred scripture as they wish. We know that scripture alone is not our only authority. Even the Bible says, when Paul wrote, "Stand fast, hold fast to the tradition that I gave you by word of mouth or by letter," that there is this sacred tradition and not just the written word of God. The other pillar of the Reformation is sola fide, faith alone. But of course, this is not scriptural either. For example, we know that James would say, we are not saved by faith alone. St. Paul would write in 1 Corinthians 13, if I had faith to move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Matthew chapter 25, Jesus giving the general judgment, he said, when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. See, our salvation depends more upon than just faith. Faith is necessary. Faith is vital. We are saved by faith, but not by faith alone. In fact, the Bible even says, those who persevere till the end will be saved. Paul writes, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. We as Catholics believe we are saved by grace, by the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ applied to our life. We cannot save ourselves. Heaven is an eternal, supernatural destination. We need supernatural means to obtain the end. And only Christ gives us that supernatural grace to obtain eternal happiness. So we believe we are saved by the grace of Christ that works in our life through faith, hope, and charity. And so we follow the commandments. Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep the commandments. Faith alone will not save us. As the Bible says, even the devil has faith. The devil believes in God, but he is not saved. He does not have charity. So we're saved by the grace of Christ, but we want to cooperate fully with the grace of Christ and say yes to it. We have free will. We can accept the grace of Christ or we can reject the grace of Christ. And one last thought about the relationship of the church to the Bible, it is the Catholic Church that takes the Bible at face value. We take the Lord literally when he said, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood. We take Jesus at his word in John chapter 6. We also take Jesus saying, unless you are born again by water and the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Look at the scriptures that we take at face value. Faith without works is dead. He who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. The angel Gabriel saying, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, whose sins you shall forgive are forgiven them. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. So it's a Catholic faith that takes the scripture at its word and takes the Bible at face value.